Now time for a locker room chat with Nemaha Central voice and basketball coach John Thomas after three games from this past week, and they went 2-1 in said games. Starting off with last Thursday, coach, you guys defeat Royal Valley at home 50-44. Didn't play great, and at times you tell me you guys were a little bit rushed offensively. I don't want to get your thoughts on this one.
Yeah, on the defensive end, I thought we were good, but offensively, we just were struggling to get into a flow offensively, just kind of rushing shots, taking some forced shots. You know, I thought our transition was good, but we just never could settle down in that translation from the transition to the half court game. And you know, we'd build a lead and then we would not score for a while and the game would get close again, and that repeated itself several times.
And you guys really took care of business against Holton after a game that you didn't play the best in. You guys come back and play really well. You defeat Holton on the road 54-32, and you tell me that your guys' half court offense has been really stingy here as of late.
Half court defense yes, we've been playing really well in the half court. Teams are struggling to run their offense, struggling to score, and we do a decent job on the boards as well. Just been really pleased with our defense, and that was a huge difference. Our intensity was really good for our last Friday night against Holton on both ends of the floor.
And then against Sabetha, that was on Tuesday, you guys gave them a game. It was close all the way. You guys outplayed them for most of this one. And ultimately, though, you fall 44-41 on the road, a game in which you led going into the fourth quarter, for most of the fourth quarter, in fact. But in the end, had a tough time securing the win. Your overall thoughts on this one?
Well, it's a frustrating, disappointing loss. We basically controlled the game for 26 minutes. Never were they closer than 7 points and the majority of that 26 minutes. They changed defenses with 6 minutes to go in the game and we did not respond in a positive way. We became less aggressive and a little more stagnant and our decisions with the ball in our hands were not good. We really imploded ourselves, I guess you could say. I mean, give credit to their defense as well and the change they made, but we could have been a lot better in our decision making in that last 6 minutes of the game.
And coach, now you guys take on a pair of the Compton team that is still unbeaten in league play. You guys lost to them by 6 on the road in the first meeting. That was back on December the 15th. What are some things you remember for that game that you're trying to possibly change up and get ready for this one coming up here on the 9th?
Well, I remember we weren't very good on either end of the floor. The last two games before Christmas, we were just not very good. Offensively, we had nothing going offensively in terms of chemistry and flow. Defensively, all kinds of breakdowns in the half court defense. So I think we're a completely different team. I'm sure they're different as well. I know that Coach Simmons does such a good job of coaching them that they're going to be ready to go, even though they're playing the night before against Sabetha. They're going to be ready to go, and we're going to have to be ready to play as we have been here recent times.
And then you guys get Riverside on Saturday. Cyclones, they don't play on Friday, so they'll be well-rested in that one, and that one will be a makeup from earlier this past month. And then you guys finish off your week before we reconvene. That will be a game against Royal Valley. That will be next Tuesday. So, Coach, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate it, and best of luck here this week.
Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Hauk Seed.